which we do every month with Meera Senthilingam and our resident tech expert Chris Vallance. And Meera went to find out about the more modern equivalent of map making.
In this modern age of GPS and route finders, many of us no longer feel the need to own or even look at a map. But there's more to a map than meets the eye, and we could be missing out on an important skill. So I'm in London once again with Chris Vallance, who's going to tell me all about the wide range of information a map can provide. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. A bit tired, just back from Chicago, where I was looking at hyperlocal news.
What is that?
It's a bit of a renaissance for maps, really, because of the social tools that are now available, things like Google Maps. You've got mapping functionality built into services like Yahoo Pipes. It becomes very easy to mix up data and geography.
How can this relate to news?
Within news, there's this movement for hyperlocal news. In other words, overlaying information onto maps that you can search down to the postcode or block level. In fact, I've been meeting with a group of people in Chicago who run every block, which does just that. You get all kinds of information about your neighbourhood on a map in a very granular, very detailed fashion. Everything from, you know, who's been burglarised, mugged, school performances, and local newspaper reports relevant to that specific area. Now, when it comes to mashing up this kind of data with geography, we can do a little bit of flag waving, because the early days of using geographic data to present information to make a case, one of the pioneers was a British physician, a chap called John Snow, and a very important figure in the history of epidemiology. And his work centred around a cholera outbreak in London. And in fact, there is a monument to him in central London. It's a pump, because he was able to trace back the source of a cholera outbreak back to a specific pump. And part of the way he presented his case, he made his case that this was the source of the outbreak, was using mapping data. Now, John Snow's story has been told by somebody who's involved in this hyperlocal news movement, in the most cutting-edge sort of modern kinds of mapping. That's Stephen Johnson, and he's the author of a new book on Snow called The Ghost Map.
At its core, it's kind of a medical thriller in some ways. It's a story of, you know, one of the most terrible outbreaks of cholera in the history of London. But crucially, there were two people living in the community, John Snow and Henry Whitehead, who set about to try and figure out where the cholera was coming from. The problem with cholera was that it was actually in the water. It was about contaminated water supplies. And so Snow and Whitehead together ended up building this map of all the deaths in Soho and London that pointed very vividly, when you looked at it on the page, to this central water pump. And what I think is so interesting about this story is Snow and Whitehead were crucially locals. They were in the neighborhood. It was Whitehead's social network, the fact that he knew so many of his neighbors, that enabled him to contribute so much to the case. One of the things I love about the story is it's at the intersection point of all these things. It's a great study in mapping and information design, epidemiology, and cities, and how cities and communities and neighborhoods solve problems.
You look at John Snow's original maps, and they're not so different from a Google map, are they?
That's right. It was the first mashup. He took some publicly accessible data from the kind of health records that showed who had lived and died, added his own data, the data that he and Whitehead had collected, took the street grid that was kind of publicly available, just not in digital form, and he layered data on top of that and built something that created a whole new kind of perception of what was happening in his community and ultimately what was happening in communities all around the world.
Did the map help to make the case?
Certainly. In fact, some people think that the map was how Snow got to the solution itself, that he drew the map and realized that cholera must be in the water because it's pointing at the pump. In fact, it was the other way around. He developed the theory on his own that the water was the problem, and he built the map more in a sense as a marketing device for his idea. You can see this in this map in a second.
Of course, that's in 1854. We're at least 154 years on from that.
Yeah.
What are we doing that is utilizing the tools at our disposal?
There are two ways to think about it. The first is literally the idea of maps. I mean, this is the great renaissance of amateur mapmakers. Thanks to the kind of open tools that folks like Google and Yahoo have given us to create our own vision of the geographic world around us. So we can take these maps and say, hey, I've created a map of all the pizza parlors that I love, or these are comments on local schools or crimes that have happened. But the other thing that's not just necessarily tied to maps is the flowering of local experts in communities all around the world who are using the connective power of the web to share their ideas about their real-world environments. So we've been developing this service outside.in, which is right now only available in the U.S., where we're trying to, in a sense, scrape the web for all the information that we can find that's relevant to places, to neighborhoods, to schools, to parks, to real estate developments. And we've basically taken all that information and mapped it to geographic points so that you can come to Outside In and say, okay, I'm standing on this street corner at this specific spot. Tell me what's happening within 1,000 feet of me.
So that was Stephen Johnson, the author of The Ghost Map. But I guess with all this hyper-local mapping, is this going to replace the local newspaper?
The thing about a local newspaper is it gives you information on a city-wide, on a region-wide basis. It doesn't necessarily drill down to the individual street or the individual postcode, which is what hyperlocal news does. Now, they will link back to news articles that are based, you know, very much about a specific location, say about a specific school that happens to be in a location. But they're only linking back to the news. They're not really replacing it. So they really see it as complementary rather than in competition.
Mira Senthilingam talking to Chris Valance about hyperlocal news, which is the latest and newest online development where you can find out all the news that's going on about specific roads and even postcodes, and you can even build a modified map to show anything from the nearest school, for instance, to the nearest massage parlour, which would be good for you, Dave. So it's quite remarkable to think that all of that effectively came out of the mapping techniques that were pioneered by a Victorian in London, that was John Snow, working out where a cholera epidemic came from.